Okay, at Achi, and we are so happy to see you tonight. Achi is back. The Yamu tribe? The Yamu tribe.
Okay. Tishmush Smushpush of the Yamu tribe had unfortunately fallen in love, the romantic kind. Her whole life she had tried to prevent it. She didn't talk to boys, she went to university and came right back. She did talk to girls because the entire Yamu tribe were women. And as all members of the Yamu tribe knew, if you fell in love with a man, you had to eat him. That was the only rule. A rule that came to be after the founding mother's daughter's sister was elected queen, fell in love a few years after to a man, married him, and suddenly forgot she was queen. It was at the same time the man decided he was king. For hundreds of years, the Yamu women lost their voice and their power, giving everything to take care of the Yamu men, to listen to the orders from the Yamu king. Whispers of a revolution danced in the winds, and years later, there was a turning point. The king's wife, Adam, ordered all women in the kingdom who loved their husbands or fiancés or boyfriends or situationships to eat them too, and they did. With it, they gained freedom, no longer under a man's spell, no longer bound in the house, no longer forbidden from learning, and with the best-selling cookbooks on this side of the hemisphere. So Tishmush knew what she had to do. She had to fucking eat Josh. Ideally, pickle his heart and eat it in front of her closest friends and family, wash it down with a shot of vodka. If she didn't, it was a security risk. She was always welcome to find a guy she sort of kind of liked later. There's no risk of losing yourself to a guy like that. No security risk at all. But as Tishmush peeked through the bushes in front of Josh's window, poisoned blade in hand, she couldn't help but be mesmerized by his swooshy boy band hairstyle, his guy liner, the way that ass just wouldn't quit. She couldn't eat him. I'm a cannibal, not a cantable, she reminded herself. But if she did, she knew what she'd eat first. It was at this point that Josh's bedroom door swung open. In sauntered Tishmush's best friend, Jim Jam hyphen slam. Tishmush's confusion gave way to rage as Jim Jam locked lips with Josh, her hands in his thick hair, his hands already up her shirt. Tishmush almost missed the glint of Jim Jam's blade as she sliced Josh's neck wide open. He crumpled to the floor on his knees, hands holding his neck as blood spurted through his fingers. Jim Jam locked eyes with Tishmush, gave her a wink, and flung the window open. You just have to eat him, silly. You don't have to kill him yourself, she said.